Welcome to another Foolish Thoughts episode. This is Joseph Barone, a.k.a. A Fool for Learning, your training and learning consultant. And our Foolish Thought for today is Hijacking a Meeting, Part 2. In my last episode, I related to you a conversation I had with Stella. Stella is a Gen Xer, and she is responsible for training some of the new employees. Most of them are Gen Zers. In this particular episode, one of Stella's trainees had hijacked a meeting, not just once, but twice. In addition, this person not only completed Stella's assignment, but even had the audacity to send out an email to everyone thanking them for their work on the project. How did it get to this point? What can be done to change the situation? The first problem is the person who called the meeting. She not only lost control of the meeting once, but lost control of two meetings. This is really unacceptable and really makes the meeting organizer look weak and ineffective. That is where the buck should have stopped. When the Gen Zer began to steer the conversation away, the meeting organizer should have thanked the speaker for her thoughts and steered the conversation back to the original topic. If the organizer could not get the meeting back on track for whatever reason, there are a couple of additional things which could have been done. The meeting organizer should have spoken with Stella about the situation, and at that point, either the meeting organizer or Stella, or both, should have a conversation with the Gen Zer about their actions and inform her that her actions are unacceptable in the organization. What this does is to undermine the meeting organizer and her reputation in the organization. And who knows, maybe the Gen Zer wants the meeting organizer's job. If that did not improve the situation, then is it possible not to invite the Gen Zer to the meeting? That would have sent a very strong message to the Gen Zer that her behavior was unacceptable. Now, Stella needs to have a conversation with the Gen Zer about her completing the assignment. This is unacceptable behavior in the organization, and if not, Stella may find herself out of a job, as the Gen Zer will see her, Stella, as a pushover and do whatever she can to undermine her. No matter how long Stella has been with the organization and how good her work has been, she will be undermined. I have seen that happen. So the conversation Stella should have with the Gen Zer should focus on: 1, why did you complete the assignment without discussing it with me, as it is not only unprofessional but unethical? 2, if this happens again, it will be discussed with upper management. 3, people notice things like this, and one of the consequences is that they will not want to work with you. 4, think about your actions. If you do it to someone else, it may be done to you, so you don't want to perpetuate such behavior. Do you think that this advice is appropriate? Is my advice wrong? I would love to hear from you. And if you learned something from this episode, please take a moment to like, comment, subscribe, or even share with a friend. To learn more about A Fool for Learning and how I can assist you and your organization with an appropriate learning solution to meet your business needs, please visit my website at afoolforlearning.com. This is Joseph Barone, the CEO of A Fool for Learning, signing out. Remember, learn, perform, succeed.